This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, you've heard the expression, the right tool for the right job. As I mentioned, my microphone is not very stable right now, so I'm having to hold it, which is really irritating. So I went to find a screwdriver, and I couldn't find a screwdriver, so I found an X-Acto knife, which isn't a good example of using the wrong tool for the right job. So it'll probably... It worked a little bit, but I'm afraid it'll break off, and then I've got a problem because an X-Acto knife is basically a razor blade, so I'm not going to do that. What can I tell you? I have a screwdriver somewhere. I have little toolkits. I just can't put my hand on it right now, and I thought leaving Jake to do the program by himself is consistent with the Ides of March, but not a very good plan, and Jake would probably not. Actually, Jake might have a great time. Alrighty, so let's talk about middle names. Now, what's your middle name?
Michael.
Michael, well, that's kind of... Michael, what does Michael mean? I used to know these things.
I'm not sure.
You don't know what your middle name means?
No, I should know. I don't.
Yeah, you should. I think it means strong, but I'm not positive. I remember, I knew all this at one point, but what can I tell you? If I'm trying to sort of clear my brain of things that are not terribly crucial that you can look up on Google. What did we do before Google, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
meaning, who is God from the Hebrew name? Mikael or something.
You think that's...
Who is like
look
God?
It up?
Sorry.
Who is like God? Yeah. Well, yeah, strong, pretty close. Yeah, huh. There you go.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So, and I have mentioned do not have a middle name, which is probably one of the reasons that I am absolutely transfixed by middle names, is my brothers have middle names, their family names. None of the four of us girls have middle names because my mother was working on the assumption that we get married anyway, so that would give us an extra name. Mom. So at one point, I decided that I would make up my own, that I would choose my own middle name. And I think I mentioned, did I tell you what it was?
No.
It is Valerie. I made up the name Valerie. I have no idea why. I have no idea where that came from, but I just decided that my middle name should be Valerie.
Valerie.
I have no idea. Cannot tell you where that came from.
When did you decide that?
When I was about... it's when I was deciding everything about names. When I started spelling my name J-O-I-E as opposed to J-O-Y. In the midst of it, it was why I got such a kick yesterday out of... The call from the grandmother. Actually, it wasn't an email. It was a call from Jenny, who was concerned about her 12-year-old self-esteem. And I said, it's a tough, tough age. Yeah. That's when I was doing names changes. that I decided that whatever I was somehow wasn't what it should be. So let's see what other people's middle names are. And did we also put up, but we didn't get anything about the strangest names that anybody come up with? Because I had mentioned yesterday I was at a hospital, and they, over the PA system, the hospital was having massive problems, and they had a power outage. And they did a call for Lolita Doofus. And all I could think about was what a hard time she probably got when she was 12 years old. Because, now, let me ask you the question, Jacob. Manny had you ever heard of anybody referred to as a Lolita?
No.
Okay. Because it's based on the Nabokov novel of the same name called Lolita, about a Sue Lyons played like this little sexy person who was trying to seduce her mother's boyfriend, her mother was Shelley Winters, and her father and the boyfriend, or the lodger, I guess, was James Mason. And so Lolita is a sexy kind of little girl. And the idea was they also did a revision of it with Jeremy Irons, that had the idea that Jeremy Irons was really kind of stuck in a position because he had a girlfriend who died when she was very young. So, at any rate. Okay. So Lolita, when, for my generation at least, was a sexy little girl. And then a doofus, I think, for every generation has been exactly the same. So, all right, what can I tell you? All right, so let's talk about people's middle names.
Sounds good. Let's see, what's your middle name? Amber says, my middle name is Michelle, and that is also the name I would pick for myself.
So there you go. Okay.
So she's satisfied.
Yep.
Lorraine says, Claire. I'm lucky to like both my first and middle names. I did not always, but as I grew up, I appreciated the thought that went into choosing them. They sound pretty together and reflect the French influence of the World War II era.
There you go. True. All right.
Morgan is my middle name. My full name is William Morgan House Jr. My dad goes by Bill, and my son, who is the third, goes by Liam. I like my middle name. Kind of original for
Liam. Well, no, wait a minute. His name is what? What's his name
again? His name is, well, his full name is William Morgan House Jr., but by his Facebook, he goes by Morgan, so he kind of goes by his middle name.
But where did they get Liam out of this?
His dad goes by Bill, and his son, who is the third, goes by...
Which I guess Liam is the Lee. Gaelic for William, I guess.
Okay. Well, you're going to like this one. Annie, my middle name is Joy.
There you go.
Angela is my first name. I like it. It fits me well.
Okay.
Jean. Jean always chooses Jean.
Okay.
Matt. I don't have a middle name, never cared. But if I did, I'd want my dad's middle name, Hamilton.
Well, that's a good middle name now, especially get you into a Broadway show. Maybe. Maybe not.
Nice. Heidi. It's Anne. I'd have preferred Evelyn. It's my mom's middle name and more unique than the ubiquitous Anne.
Is it Anne with or without the E?
With the E.
Well, that's a little different.
Some
of us are very well aware of E's in our life.
My mom said she couldn't think of a middle name to go with Heidi, but when I suggested Evelyn, she agreed that might have been a better choice.
Well, you can always change it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think, I don't know if you, to change your middle name, I don't know, I don't know if it's a legal document or not. So, I don't know whether you need to go through the process of changing, if you're changing your middle name, if you have to go through the same thing. I don't know.
Karen, mine is Jean, and so is my daughter's. I like my middle name. It goes well with Karen. Karen Jean.
There you go. Karen Jean. Okay.
Ellen, I don't have one. I think my parents ran out of names by the time they got to me. One of nine children. And
yeah, probably.
I think that's why I would keep it. So she'd keep the no middle name. Zach, I would like a Native American middle name.
A Native, like what?
I don't know. He doesn't specify.
Okay.
That one. Donna says Laverne, name for my great grandpa. I always liked June.
There you go.
Laverne is an interesting middle name.
Well, especially because remember there was Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
And Shirley, the sitcom.
Lupita says Guadalupe.
That's the name she has, or that's the name she chooses?
That must be, I'm assuming that is her actual middle name.
Okay.
She didn't necessarily specify, but...
There we go. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking about middle names and if you have them, what you would, if you like them, if you were going to change it, what would you change it to? All right, so let me know. 855-993-7569. All right, let's see what you got.
All right. Mary says, okay, Katrina, Try growing up Mary Katrina with blonde pigtails on a farm. Sigh. It did not serve me well as a child. But now I'm starting a photography business by that name, so now it's cool.
Well, Katrina will always be a different kind of name in our society, right? From New Orleans. But it, yeah, I hear that you sort of sounds like you should have little milk cartons or little milk buckets on the other each end of a dowel or something, doesn't it? Sorry. Mary Katrina. Okay.
Barbara. It's Jean, which is fine. There were maybe five Barbaras in my class back in the 50s. I always liked Holly Noel because I was born a week before Christmas.
There you go. All right. Holly Noel.
Yeah.
There was a woman who used to work with me whose name was Noelia.
Hmm.
And we always felt like we should form a rock group, Joy and Noelia, especially around Christmas time. So what can I tell you?
Casey, I was just talking about this to a friend about an hour ago. Hers.
I was overhearing your conversation. That's why we put it up. No kidding.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Hers is Ella, and mine is Eleonora. We are both pleased.
You're both pleased?
Yep.
So that's good. Like glad it. To hear that. Both of you happy.
Wendy says Anne, which she really likes.
Okay. With or without the E?
Without the E.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve, Floyd. My mom's maiden
Floyd or Lloyd?
Floyd with an
with
F.
With an F.
Yep.
Okay.
It's his mom's maiden name. It's stuck since college. I don't mind it at all.
What do you mean stuck since college?
I'm not sure about that.
Does that mean he chose it?
I don't know.
A little unclear, huh?
Yeah.
Stuck since college. Is he called Floyd?
Not on his profile, but maybe that's what his friends call him.
Folks, do not give me obscure things that I don't know what you're talking about.
Anna, her middle name is Marie, named after her grandmother. She likes the name Zoe.
So she, well, I mean, you could probably add, you know, I don't know what the law is about adding a name. I think you can change your name as long as it's, the intent is not to defraud. I think that's more or less what the rule is. So, I would guess.
Yeah. Cindy says, I like the name Zoe, too. I think it's a cool name.
Yeah, Zoe got, Zoe Duchanel is really sort of, had really sort of changed public perception of that name. So there you go.
Yeah. Catherine says Anne. That's all she...
Wow, you got a lot of Anne's.
Yeah. That's without the E on that one.
Okay.
Genevieve Rose, given at confirmation. Name of sponsor.
There you go.
Connie... My middle name was for my mother, Virginia. I would have liked Mary. My great-grandmother was Mary Constance. I would like to be Constance Mary.
So tell me what her name is again.
Connie Virginia.
So she wants to be Constance. Well, Connie presumably is short for Constance.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I've never heard that name.
Never heard Constance or Connie?
Yeah, Constance. I've heard Connie, but I didn't know it was short.
Yeah, it's usually short for Constance. Although people, there were more and more, there was a whole period of time in the 80s where people were giving, for example, they would name baby Sam, and that would be their real name as opposed to Samuel, or Joe as opposed to Joseph. So that whole, I was talking to somebody yesterday about, I guess a cab driver, about the fact that Americans love making names shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So mine's kind of difficult to do, but and for example, I know babies who were named Jake rather than Jacob. Their real
right.
name on the birth certificate was Jake, not Jacob.
Okay.
So, but Constance, Connie is usually short for Constance.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, Mary, just saying hi. I love to listen to you each night.
Just saying hi.
Popping in.
Okay.
Stephanie. Says her middle name is Helene. Never
is what?
Helene.
Helene.
Yeah.
Okay.
She never loved it, so when she married, I used my maiden name, Carl, as my middle name. My dad loved that. My mom, not so much.
Well, again, that was my mother's thinking of, all right, you're going to get married, so... but, yeah, none of us did that. Well, that's not true. One of my sisters did. But she just abbreviates it, so what can I tell you? All right, keep going.
Yeah. Rebecca, Diane, and Diane works for me.
There you go.
Dave just said...
We should probably have also asked the question, do you actually use your middle name? But yeah. I guess we're... Fair enough.
Dave just says Dwayne. Thomas says Francis. But then he lists another name, which must be his preferred one. It's Obadiah.
Yeah, old biblical name. Is that the one he wants or the one
That's
he has?
The one he wants.
Well, again, and I think middle names, again, if you're not the intent is not to defraud, that you can add it. I had a next-door neighbor who I knew as, I'm trying to remember, was Stephen, I think. Called him Stephen. And he invited me to a party once, and half the people called him David. And I said, what is that? And he said that he was... His real name was Stephen David, and that at a period of time he used his middle name. And so you could tell where and when people knew him by what they called him. But that would seem to me a little confusing, although I have a sister who changed her name twice. So what can I tell you?
Mary, my middle name is Martin. And my first name is Mary. I usually do not reveal this on a regular basis because I have to explain. No, I was not named after the actress. I was named after my grandma Mary and my grandpa Martin. I love the name. I am just waiting out the next generation who does not know who Mary Martin is.
Well, there's that. Mary Martin. All right, fair enough.
Mary... Another Mary says her middle name is Therese.
Therese?
Maybe it's T-H-E-R-E-S-E. Is that Therese?
Teresa, probably.
Okay.
It could be, or I don't know, that's the American pronunciation. It could be Teresa. It could be Therese. I don't know what language it is manifest in, because it's going to vary a little bit. But all right.
Squeeze these couple in. Tina says Afia. She loves it. Wishes it was her first name. And Omar says Fitzgerald. My mother picked the name in the honor of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
There you go. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've called you before and you've helped me several times. This time I need help with what to say to my brother's fiance when she makes rude comments about my family in front of not only me but my brother.
Okay. How old is your brother?
Sure. He and I are a year apart. I just turned 27. He's turning 26 this year. So he met this girl a year ago, and they recently got engaged. My whole family lives in New York, and I just moved from New York to Boston, so he's the only one I know here.
Okay.
And when I spend time with them, she doesn't like it. She likes him all to herself, and she'll make these passive-aggressive remarks. And I feel a need to not only defend myself and my family, but in a way report back to my family what's going on.
Okay, I wouldn't. All right, let me do a couple things with you. I wouldn't do that because they're gonna then go to her and say, "Well, Ashley said that you said that we grow rutabaga under the front porch." and she's going to say, oh, I was only kidding. And then your family will discredit you, and she'll view you as a permanent enemy, and your brother will stay away from you. So I don't think reporting back makes any sense. I really don't. I don't think it buys you anything. Do you like the fiancé in general? Do you think she's good? Well, let me say it a different way. Do you think she's good for your brother?
I do not think she is good, but his excuse for making her his fiancé is she puts up with my stuff.
Got it. I understand. Thank you for being delicate. Okay.
Yes.
Look, honey, let me just give you an overview, and then we'll focus specifically. All right? You don't want to make her an enemy because you'll lose your brother. If he has to choose between history and hormones, you're going to lose. Number one.
Yes.
Number
yes.
two. Okay? So you don't want to do that. Number two, you don't want to be reporting back because there's no percentage play. And somehow, if the family arms against her, they're going to lose him as well. So you don't want to help a situation that in the long run, if he ends up married to her and they have children, your parents are going to lose out on the grandchildren. And let me tell you who they're going to blame. They're going to partially blame her, but they're going to partially blame you. And you don't want that. There's just no percentage play in being the messenger of bad news. So you have to stop doing that. All right. You asked absolutely the relevant question at the beginning of our conversation. You said, how do I respond when she says this? Okay. But the response is not to turn your nose up her. The response is not to tell your parents. And the response is not to grab your brother and say, how could you pick such a dimwit for a fiance? Because he'll figure it out. And if he doesn't, that's his problem, not yours. So give me an example of something the charmer said.
Sure. And I appreciate everything there. My parents and my family, they ask me about her because they don't see it. So I feel a need to tell them.
Don't do it, Ashley. Ashley, don't do it. Because you lose. If they don't see it, I mean, she may just not like you. And look, let me just help you with the scenario. I'm the fiance. I say, Ashley, have you put on weight? So you go to your mom and you say, She gives me a hard time about being fat. Then I go, your mom comes, I come and visit your mom, and I say, oh, Mrs. Ashley's mom, you look great. You know, that dress is just such a great color on you, and it brings out your eyes. And now you've got a dilemma, as your mom's got a dilemma. Do I believe Ashley, who's always had, you know, who's maybe a little jealous, because this woman has got her brother, and she and her brother have always been close, and this woman is charming to me. All it's going to do is reflect badly on you. I guarantee you.
That's what my brother has told me, because I've asked if she has a problem with me, and he says she does not like anybody taking him away from her, and she told me that herself.
But Ashley, understand, that means you reporting to your mother is going to put your mother in the position of saying, Ashley's just too close to her brother, and she can't let him go. And so it's going to diminish you and make the fiancé. And then your mother's going to go to his fiancé and say, you have to just make excuses for Ashley because she's always been a little possessive of her brother, which makes me, you look like an idiot. Ashley, there's no way you can win the game that you're playing. There is no way. And I don't want you to get in that awful situation. So give me an example of something she said to you.
Okay, last night we were at dinner together, and we were discussing my sister's possible move across the state. And she works for a family business, my father's family business. And my brother's fiance said, well, if she moves, then your dad's business is hopeless. And I didn't say anything, and my brother didn't say anything. And she goes, yep, it's going to be hopeless. It will just sink, crash, and burn.
And so what did you say?
I said nothing. I looked down at my plate and I kept eating because I was surprised that he didn't say anything.
Ashley?
I didn't know what to say.
Ashley, he's not going to. He thinks he's in love with this woman. You're going to have to let him sort it out on his own. What I would have said is, you know, that's a really interesting perspective, or just laughed.
Right.
Ashley, you're getting in a competition with her and you can only lose.
That's what I'm seeing.
Well, so stop doing it, honey.
Yes.
Every time she says something, just laugh and say, you have such a great sense of humor. Trust me, there is no response to that.
That's what I'll do from now on. But I know that you said not to be the messenger, but if my family asks me about.
Actually, what I would just say is, do you know what? If she's good for Jason, I'm on board. That's all you have to say.
Okay.
And let them sort it out on their own. Trust me, Ashley, I want you to go and I want you to download this in about 15 or 20 minutes. And I want you to listen to it about 15 times. Because your knee-jerk response is going to be to tell your family, to argue with her, to view her as the enemy, to view her as a rival. And you will lose. There's no way that you're even going to come out neutral.
My whole family listens to your podcast daily, so they will all hear the message.
All right, Sugar Plum. Listen, just treat the whole thing as a huge joke. Stupid and cheerful. Oh, what a great sense of humor you have. And she'll stop doing it because part of it, she's baiting you. Because, in her head, she's thinking, if I can make Ashley unhappy enough, she won't come over for dinner, and then I get Jason to myself. No matter how you look at it, you're playing it wrong.
That's true.
So just giggle hilariously. Ha, 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 ha. What a great sense of humor you have. Ho, ho, ho. Got it?
I'll try that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sugar. All right. The point being that if you can't win, don't play. Right? There's just no reason. And stupid and cheerful. I know you guys think, well, that's just her thing. She's just saying that. But the idea being that that it's Teflon. It's kryptonite. Maybe it's at least Teflon. It may be kryptonite. The idea being that there's nothing. If there's nothing you can do about it, there's nothing you can do about it. And to make yourself miserable or to keep banging your head against it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. All right. So the idea, you hear me all the time saying, if you push A and B pops up and hate B, stop pushing A. All right. And let me also add that there's an additional. What's the word I want for it? An additional pitfall here, which is criticizing somebody's significant other. Sometimes we think, well, okay, that they're just engaged. So if I say something now, then they won't get married. Don't believe that. And what you can have is a lifelong enemy, which turns out to be difficult when they have kids. And I mean, when parents need help. I mean, you're going to make an enemy of somebody you don't have to make an enemy of. When it comes to other people's choices about love objects, all you have to do is say, look, if it works for you, it works for me, and let it go. It doesn't make you a hypocrite at that moment. You're not having to say that you like someone that you really can't tolerate, but it just means that you're not walking into a brick wall that sooner or later is going to fall down on you. All right? So there you go. 855-993-7569. What do I have, about a minute and a half here? Well, all right, then I'll keep talking for a bit. Because I thought there are a whole bunch of DVDs that come out this week. And so I thought rather than starting now and then finishing them up next hour, that I just wouldn't do it that way because it's a little sloppy and we try really hard not to be sloppy here. The call really sort of reflects a whole bunch of things. Number one, and she was quite charming about it. I'm saying, okay, I'll try this. Sort of ask yourself if you're about to get angry or something. First of all, the first thing to do when you're feeling angry about something is take a deep breath, take a step back, and count to 10. All right? And I know our mothers, and not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 10, because that will just sort of increase your ire. But just take deep cleansing breaths and decide, is it really worth it? Is there anything I can gain from this? What's my long-term objective? If it's just a matter of trying to be right, be careful. That's a very expensive commodity. And other people have the same feeling about it that you do, which means you're going to run into trouble that you probably don't have to run into. All right? 855-993-7569. Make sure you stay tuned because I have all the DVDs that come out today, and there's some really good ones. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees.
Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All right, folks, pay attention because there's some really, really good DVDs coming out this week, including, let's see, four that have been nominated, were Oscar nominees. All right, let me start with the ones that were not Oscar nominees and should not have been probably released. But I don't know how you feel about Tina Fey. I just saw Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and I thought she was great on Saturday Night Live. I thought she was great as Sarah Palin. And I just, the Sisters is crude and rude and I think completely unfunny. I thought it was... It just wasn't worth seeing. It wasn't worth the time. And let me just stick with that one before I nail whiskey tango. I mean, she's got a pretty face. She's got the world's best nose. She's got a great nose. She's got beautiful hair, great skin. I don't think she can act. I think she's a personality. I liked her at the Golden Globes. She's with Amy Poehler and Sisters as well. And I just, the movie was not funny. It was kind of rude and crude, and it didn't make any money. Nor did Whiskey Foxtrot particularly. So it's one of those things of she's certainly been the it girl for a while, but I think she should stick with television. It just doesn't work on movies as far as I was concerned, and I thought Sisters was awful. Just literally a waste of time. On the other hand, The Big Short was my pick of the best movie of the year. It was nominated. It did not win, although it won on some. I don't think my group gave it one. I think DGA did. Directors Guild of America, I think, gave it Best Picture of the Year. But it was certainly, it was on the Oscar 8 list. Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, and Brad Pitt. And it's about the housing crisis. And I thought it was well done. I thought it was about something. It was fun to watch. It was interesting. They took incredibly complicated economic theories and made them accessible and interesting. I thought it was a terrific movie. And I think it should do very well on DVD, as it should. The only problem is the ending, which is satiric and makes you want to go and rip somebody's hair out or have their toenails and grow or something. Brooklyn was another movie that was nominated for an Oscar. I liked it at the time. I thought it was a small, interesting movie that was brilliantly cast. Ronan was terrific. She was terrific in Atonement. She's wonderful in this. I think she was nominated for Best Actress. I think the movie was a little too small for her to really be a contender, but she got a whole lot of recognition for this, and justifiably so. It's a lovely little 50s-style movie. It's set in the 50s about an Irish girl who comes to the United States basically because she's trapped in Ireland and then misses Ireland. She's very homesick and goes home and has to decide where her true heart is. And for a lot of us, the idea of being homesick and trying to figure out where we really belong is an ongoing issue, whether we're immigrants or not. So it's a lovely little movie. Steve Jobs, The Man and the Machine, I'm trying to remember which one this is, that this is the one that is the documentary as opposed to the one with Michael Fassbender. You should really see all of them. I thought this was wonderful. He's basically considered a genius, but was certainly not an easy man to deal with and to live with. There's Steve Jobs is played by Ashton Kutcher, which is interesting. There's Steve Jobs is played by Michael Fassbender, called Jobs. And then there's Steve Jobs, The Man and the Machine, where Steve Jobs is played by Steve Jobs. They're all three very worth seeing. There's no reason to have to choose, but you should, if you have any interest in this, you should also read the book by Abramson, which is wonderful. It's really an extraordinary vision of, and view, I guess, of a guy who has really changed the world. And sometimes our heroes, our people who change the world, are not necessarily the most likable people. In fact, the people I've met, by and large, have not been very likable because they're so focused. When we talk about narcissists, they believe that they're the smartest people in the room. But how do you change the world unless you believe that? So it's hard for maybe even Mahatma Gandhi. And there's actually a guy who thinks Mother Teresa was a narcissist as well. But if you're going to change the world, you have to have blinders on. You have to believe in your own vision. And if you believe in your own vision, you probably believe in your own self. So if you're going to change the world, that's one thing. If you're just going to be a pain in the neck, that's something very different. All right, Carol. Again, a nominee for Kate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. It's another kind of 50s-style love story, the difference being that both are women in this particular case. I thought it was fun. I didn't think it was one of the best movies of the year, and I didn't think the performances were the best of the year. But it was fun to be there, and it's very stylish. It's very self-assured. It's a very interesting movie. So you've got a whole bunch of contenders here. You've also got Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road to Chip, or The Road Chip. They did not screen that for for obvious reasons. People were not thrilled about this movie, but there's a lot to choose from. There's also Game of Thrones season 5. I know there are people who just live and die for Game of Thrones. If I had to pick, I'd probably pick The Big Short. I just thought it was a terrific movie about a really important subject, exceptionally well done, creative, taking on a subject that bores the daylights out of most people, yet affects all of us, every one of us, in lots of different ways. But this would be a hard week to go wrong. You've got The Big Short, you've got Brooklyn for a small little novel kind of movie, you've got Carol as kind of a character study, and you've got the documentary about Steve Jobs. So can't really go wrong this week, unless you're thinking about Alvin or Sisters, and then you're on your own. The reviews are of all these that I did when they first came out are all up at drjoy.com and stuff. Jake, do you go and do you see movies first run? Do you see them when they come out on DVD, or do you see them at all?
I haven't seen a lot lately, and I haven't been to the theater in probably 6 months, but I do like seeing them in the theater. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I think if you can see, although all three of these movies, don't really aren't hugely diminished by being offline, by being on a smaller screen.
Okay.
But I agree with you. I like seeing a movie in a big theater. I like, to a certain extent, I like seeing with an audience, although I went because I was a little bit behind, I went actually and caught up on some movies yesterday. And for me, the best thing about getting caught up on movies is I get to see the previews of coming attractions, which are quite often much better than the movie, much more interesting than the movie. So I got caught up, and I'm a little bit behind on reviews, but I should get caught up in the next day or two. So you can go to drjoy.com and find out what's going on. And then make your decisions appropriately. And if I tell you not to go to something, you go. You're on your own, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.